Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP on a football Friday. And joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, talk some Commanders, get some skinny, get some scoops. Our pal Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor for ABC7 here in D.C. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Yep. Unbelievable start for the boys. Let me ask you, being around this team for the last few years, they've had some okay starts before, and then everything kind of usually falls apart. But I got to imagine the mood and the vibe is different over there. Is that true?
Yes, and there's a certain focus that I'm actually pleasantly surprised with, and I think that stems from like a Bobby Wagner and Austin Eckler, and that was kind of one of my themes in the locker room this week. Like, how is this team going to handle success? It's one thing for a team to overcome adversity, overcome some obstacles, but it's another way of how you handle success. And as you guys know, this team has not had a lot of success recently, and they certainly haven't started 3-1 since 2011. So it's been 13 years, 13 seasons since this team has been in this position. And I think they're going to really rely heavily on these veterans that have been through the battles and the fires and the ups and downs of the roller coaster that is the NFL. So I appreciated the focus that these guys have, and I think they understand and realize they might have a pretty good team here.
Scott, should be a really fun environment at Northwest Stadium after the Commanders went on the road with big back-to-back road wins. What's the latest you're hearing as far as ticket sales? Are we close to a sellout for Sunday? And I'm guessing you're not going to see a big Cleveland Browns fan invasion for this game because the Browns are kind of down and out. Their offense is kind of uninspiring. I don't know how many Browns fans are going to turn out. I would expect a big pro Commanders contingent out there on Sunday.
Yeah, that's certainly hopeful and optimism right there because, as you guys know, unfortunately for many home games, it's been invaded by the opposing team. Mm-hmm. And what I was told a couple of days ago that there's limited tickets available. So certainly they can spin it how they want. I don't know how many allotment is left, but I think there's a lot of juice with this fan base, and now you just kind of have to get the fans that have been so comfortable staying at home, watching it on TV, to get off the couch and go out there and support the team. And I think there's a novelty for the fans that haven't seen Jaden in person and seeing Jaden, what he's done on television, on the road, on the big stage. I think there's an excitement there, and I think it'll be great to, you know, I've talked about this with you guys, to get that younger generation of fan base invested into this franchise again. Because you look up the road, up I-95 in Baltimore, they got that young fan group, and that has a lot to do with their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. I'm hoping that same thing happens here in Washington, where that young generation, that young fan, fills up in those number 5 Daniels jerseys, and off we go. I think that's such a huge part of this, of skewing younger in terms of the demo of that fan base.
All right, Scotty, give us an update on the injury report. Talk about Allegretti. Talk about B-Rob. I know he's been limited. Eckler, is he good to go? So give us an update on some of the injuries.
B-Rob's obviously the big concern, guys. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. So he wasn't limited. Practice Wednesday and Thursday. So the key day is going to be today, clearly. And we haven't had a chance to talk to head coach Dan Quinn since the start of practice on Wednesday. So none of us really knew what is going on or what is the details there. So we talked with Dan this afternoon. We'll get more insight into Brian Robinson Jr. because that's obviously a huge storyline.
So, Scotty, if B-Rob doesn't go, does McNichol start or does Eckler start if he goes?
I would say that Eckler starts. Okay. Eckler's on track to play. You know, we talked to him on Wednesday, and he's planning on playing. He's in the protocol, going through the proper steps, and all signs pointing to Eckler being on the field on Sunday. And then they'll go with a tandem with McNichols. And the other interesting guy that popped up is Noah Brown. So he was limited on Wednesday, and then he did not practice yesterday with a groin injury. So that's another one to monitor today in terms of what his participation level is going to be, because he's obviously a key piece. Allegretti, we talked to him on Wednesday, ankle's fine, he's going to play. So I think there's two big ones right now, guys, Brian Robinson Jr. and Noah Brown.
Is this a trap game? Because we're starting, you know, as fans, we're starting to kind of feel ourselves a little bit here.
Yeah.
I got to imagine some of the guys might be feeling that way a little bit, even though they don't want to let on to it. But they got to be feeling good about themselves. You're playing a mediocre Browns team. You know you've got the Ravens looming in a week or so. Are we prepared for this? Are we prepared to be a favorite and go out and spank them like we should?
Isn't that a beautiful thing, guys? Like, trap game. I mean, we're talking trap game for the Washington Commanders in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great change, right? And you're right, because you look at the record of the Browns and see the way they started. They're coming off several losses in a row, while the Commanders have won several games in a row, and then you have a big game of the Ravens looming. Yes, all signs point to this being as a trap game. But again, I go back to the veterans in that locker room. That's a big reason why they have a Bobby Wagner in there, because to set the tone, that's kind of, hey guys, we got something here. You got to take every game as it comes. You can't look too far ahead. You guys know, on any given Sunday, a team can beat another team. So upsets happen, and I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Browns are going to play tough. I think it's a desperate Browns team. What type of performance from Deshaun Watson are you going to get? How are you going to contain that wide receiver one and Amari Cooper, which obviously every single wide receiver one that the Commanders have faced, they've scored against them. So, and defensively, Myles Garrett, I know he's banged up, but he's always a problem. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I don't think Washington is going to score at will like they had the last two games.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Do you feel like the defense can kind of build off of what they did against Kyler Murray, where Murray, after that first drive, just looked clueless and lost?
The defense is really, we talked to Bobby Wagner and a couple of the other defensive guys on Wednesday, and they're very encouraged of their building, their stacking days, their stacking performances, and clearly that was one of the better performances, if not the best performance of the season in Arizona. And they really want to try to focus on getting more takeaways. They got the one in Arizona, and let's see if they can build on that and, you know, make Deshaun uncomfortable, stop the run, trying to limit Amari Cooper. And, I was encouraged of they made Kyler look flustered. And I was surprised Kyler didn't use his legs more, but they – kudos to the Joe Witt Jr. and the Washington defense for a great game plan. And I think the confidence and momentum is a funny thing, guys. Like, if it's going for you, it can be an avalanche, and that's a positive thing for Washington. Once you see it on tape, once you perform it on the field, you can carry it over.
What's been the grade on Mike Sanders still? From the guy, from the coaches you're talking to. I mean, I know it's only four games, and he's young, second rounder, rookie, had to play a little bit more because of Forbes. What's been the grade, do you think, on him?
Yeah, I think, like any rookie, he's had some growing pains. He's had some flashes. They drafted him for a reason, and they are pleased of where he's at right now. He's contributed. He's made some mistakes, but he's learned from his mistakes. And he has a great, great disposition about him, a great demeanor. I love the way he kind of self-evaluates himself. He knows, when we talk to him that he's doing some good things, but there's a lot of room for improvement. And he's got some good DBs back there to kind of help him grow in that regard, with a Benjamin St. Juice and the other guys that have been with Washington in the league for a number of years. So I think Mike's going to be a great player in this league. And, I remember – in the NFL draft special and in the preview, Nick Saban came out and saying that was one of the best draft picks of the draft. So he has the DNA, he has the winning pedigree, and he's going to put it all together, guys. I think he's going to be a really good player in Washington.
Scott, I think this is another get-right game for the defense. And I know they had their issues stopping the run in Arizona, but this is a Cleveland team with a leaky offensive line. Both of their tackles have had issues throughout the season. Their offense is last in the league at 3.9 yards a play. They're only converting on 20.8% of the third downs. Like, I feel like the defense could have like a statement type of game against this Browns offense?
I mean, nothing on that offense other than maybe Amari Cooper scares me. Deshaun Watson certainly is not playing the way Deshaun Watson was several years ago with the Houston Texans. So I think this is a potential for Washington to really build on that performance against Arizona, show off that identity that Dan Quinn talks about and wants to create of causing havoc and the physicality and flying around, making tackles, making hits. And it starts with stopping the run, right? You're not going to have probably Chubb back there. He's still working his way back. You got a Jerome Ford, who's okay. He's pedestrian at best. Stop the run first. You know, get to the passer. They did a good job against Kyler. I think you're going to get Cleveland Farrell back. Dorrance Armstrong has been fantastic. And let's get the big guys up the middle. Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Johnny Newton. I thought they had their best game against Arizona as well.
So if this team wins and they're 4-1, they haven't won four games since 2021, by the way. So that would be, certainly an accomplishment since the Ron days. But if they're 4-1, you kind of look at it and go, all right, well, you got the Ravens. That's probably a loss. But then you got some home games that are certainly very winnable with the Panthers and the Bears. Then you go to the Giants. I mean, the schedule kind of works out for them. Are you feeling like if they go 4-1, you know, they could possibly be like a 6-3, 7-2 team?
7-2, baby.
Because Eric Bickle thinks that.
After the Arizona game, you know, I looked at the schedule, and I didn't realize they're not leaving the state of Maryland in the whole month of October. So this is an opportunity to really go on a run in October. And the teams on during the stretch, other than the Ravens, certainly they're not powerhouses. They're not concerning. Where I think Washington will be overmatched. So I think at least three out of the four they should win. And obviously Ravens, that's going to be a tough one. But you know what? They can play with house money. Go have fun. Go get it. Who knows what can happen? So if you're going to be a good team and you're going to be a playoff team, you got to win the games you're supposed to win. They should win this game on Sunday. They're home. They're favorites. They're trending in the right direction. Let's see if this is a Washington team that's going to be different from the past Washington teams, and they're really going to take hold of this opportunity and make a run. Because after October, as you mentioned, they got the Giants, and obviously the Giants aren't you know, world beaters either. So the schedule sets up nicely right now for where they can fatten their record, and maybe they can go on a run here, guys.
Right.
Hey, Scott, are you starting to feel the buzz like we are from people when you're out and about? I saw you tweeting about picking up lunch and a Commanders fan coming up to you. Are you just feeling more and more discussion about this team?
It's amazing. Like, when I go in the office, like the security guard, they generally just, hey, Scott, they want to talk about Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Or I'm out and about getting lunch. It's very interesting how everybody wants to talk about Jaden. Hey, it looks like Jaden's the guy, huh? Or, you know, my group chats with all my buddies who are whatever, Eagles fans or Giants fans, all they talk about is Jaden Daniels. You know, it's funny because these NFC East opponents and my friends that are supporters of the Eagles or the Giants or the Cowboys, they're concerned. They know Jaden's probably going to be a problem for many years. And it's just so fun to finally have that guy in Washington that is feared, and the possibilities and the opportunities that this franchise can have now. They're going to build around Jaden, and there's no reason why this team can't be, you know, very good for many years. And it's great to see the fan base engaged, and I think it's just important to keep this momentum going. Get that young fan base. Get those younger kids out to the games. Buy those jerseys and support this Washington Commanders team, because they work hard, they're focused, and now it looks like they got that quarterback.
Certainly through four games it looks that way. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Scott Abraham from ABC7.
It is the buzz of the town. Yesterday at the golf course, the other day at MGM, everybody's buzzing.
If they go to 4-1 first time since 2008.
Yeah.
Right, it's going to be a louder buzz if they're 4-1.
Oh, so you see a couple guys at the gym that, one of the guys that just, I don't know what his job title is, but he folds towels. Just a young guy.
Right. Yeah.
He walked by the other day and just gave me a fist bump.
And it was about Jaden?
He didn't even have to say anything. I just knew it was the day after. It was Monday.
Yeah.
Victory Monday.
Is he a guy you typically talk football with?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely is a big Commanders fan.
Okay. Gotcha.
He's talked to me about football. But, I mean, didn't even have to say anything. Right. I just knew what he was thinking.
Yeah. It was implied, EB.
Right. And the weather's supposed to be great, right?
Yes.
It's
perfect.
Silly.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, the tailgating should be great.
75 degrees, 77 degrees, something like that.
All right, coming up next on a Football Friday, we will give you our picks for Sunday. I want to hear from you. Are there any out there that are picking the Browns? Tell us why you think the Browns are going to win. It's a trap game. How do you think this game is going to go for the Commanders? Can they get their fourth win in a row? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on The Junkies.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV on a Football Friday. We've been talking Commanders Browns all week, but now finally time to go on record with our thoughts. We had Daryl Ryder from Cleveland on in the show earlier, and if anybody's going to pick Cleveland, you'd think maybe it would be him.
Right.
Nope. He took the Commanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows the Browns.
He knows them very well, yeah.
Okay, he knows that it's a team that can't get out of its own way offensively. They struggle to score points. They have a hard time. Have they even gotten to 20 on the season? I don't believe they have.
I think 18, maybe.
Yeah, they're a mess offensively. Their only real shot at winning this game, I think, is if they somehow turn Jaden Daniels into a regular human and he looks like a rookie all of a sudden at Northwest Stadium. I see the Commanders' offense continuing to do what they do. Maybe not to the tune of 40 points per game, but I think they score 24-27. I feel like that's more than enough to beat the Browns.
Should be enough. They're averaging 16.5 a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Their third down efficiency, they're only converting 20% of third downs.
Right.
On offense.
They average 3.9 yards per play. That is pathetic.
It is, but they do average 4.3 yards per attempt rushing.
Okay.
And that is our weak spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where they could kind of take control for a little bit and scare us and sustain some drives. They're averaging 30 minutes time of possession. So, you know, it's not like they don't have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think at the end of the day, we should outscore.
The one terrifying stat, and I stole this from Fantasy Football Today, the show that Dave Richard appears on from CBS Sports. In the last 21 games, 36 opposing wide receivers have either gone for 75 yards or scored a touchdown against this Commanders defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, opposing wideouts always get theirs against this defense. And Amari Cooper or Jerry Jeudy could do that and probably will do that. One of them will probably do that. But is that enough to beat the Commanders in what should be a raucous home field advantage this Sunday?
I don't think so.
Eric, you kind of pointed it out, talking about their offense or lack of production, 16.5 points. They are next to last in the league in yards per game,
right,
only ahead of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And we know how bad the Patriots are offensively. I mean, they're in a complete rebuild. And Cleveland is averaging 246 yards per game. Washington is sixth in the league in yards per game, way over 100 more yards per game than Cleveland. So, like you've said many times this week, Eric, this would be a really bad loss.
Even though
I think it's going to be a tight game, because I think that the Cleveland's defense will pose some problems. But based on those numbers, those offensive numbers, man, you can't lose to
that team. We haven't even mentioned the fact that Myles Garrett, and Daryl Ryder touched on this, he has a chronic foot problem, and he's got Achilles issues. He's not 100%. And that's their best defensive
weapon.
Even at
75%, he's better than 99%.
I know he's a game wrecker when he's on and when he's 100% healthy. He's clearly not 100% healthy. And you know what? I couldn't envision saying this a month ago. the Commanders' offensive line is pretty damn good.
It is.
Well, they've proven
they've proven themselves through the first month of the season to be way better than anybody expected.
Now, I was watching some of the interviews that Scott Abraham actually did in the locker room with some of the vets, and there's just a vibe. Like, he mentioned Bobby Wagner, but he interviewed Jeremy Chinn. There's a vibe where these guys, they're not getting ahead of themselves.
Right.
They're not, you know, all of a sudden all fired up. They're like, we're approaching it just as if we had lost three in a row. I think that mentality helps. The only thing that would concern me a little bit is the Browns should be better than this. They were 11-6 last year.
They should be.
And Deshaun Watson, I know he's not playing great, but we heard Baldy, who looks at the film, say that Deshaun actually played his best game of the year.
Okay, that's compared to three other putrid games.
I understand
so,
that.
Like, he played his best game of the year, but when you play three really horrendous games, even a mediocre game looks pretty good.
Well, he said that he hit what would have been a 70 or 80 yard touchdown pass. It was called back because of a holding.
Yep.
They should get Njoku back, although I'm reading Njoku practiced on Wednesday, then did not practice yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Sometimes those take multiple weeks, like 4, 6, sometimes 8
Joe
weeks.
Witt said he's coming back.
Yeah.
We should have asked Ryder from Cleveland. We didn't ask him, did we? I was going to ask him that. But Cleveland averages 14 points less per game than Washington.
Right.
That's a ton.
I think so.
I just think that they're a team in disarray. They're just waiting for Nick Chubb to come back to ride to the rescue. That's not happening this weekend. I just don't see a lot of potential outs for them winning this game.
But I look at that
on paper,
defense,
it doesn't look like
on
that.
On defense, you know a bunch of those names besides Myles Garrett, you know, Za'Darius Smith, you know, Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
You know, their middle linebacker who Washington, I think, could have drafted a couple years ago.
J.O.K.?
Yes.
Yeah. Lamusa Korowoa.
That's the guy from Notre Dame.
Yes, correct. Yeah. He's turned into a stud.
Yeah, they're going to make some plays defensively.
Look, well, they got
Roddy McLeod.
They got
DeMatt the boy.
They got blowed out by Dallas. They squeaked a win over Jacksonville. And they lost. This is all you need to know about the Browns. They lost to the Giants in Cleveland.
Well, Washington was close to doing that.
If Washington has designs on winning 9 or 10 games, this has to be one of those 9 or 10.
Yeah.
A home game against an opponent that can't score 17 points per game. You have to win this game.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Want to hear your predictions.
I get a little nervous.
Play that music, Casey.
I think we're all going to take Washington. I'll go on record first. I don't know if they're going to get to the 30, which would mean Drab has to
do some
kiss
vile
the toilet.
Things.
What does he have to do?
Kiss it. Lick the toilet.
Lick the toilet.
Lick the Chepin Memorial
lick it or
toilet.
Kiss it. I can't remember.
Kiss it.
Kiss it. Okay.
He's not going to agree to lick it.
5-second kiss.
A smooch.
Tongue.
Yeah. But who's sitting on the seat?
Everyone.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't want Valdez's pimply ass on that seat.
Why?
You know what? Carlos from downstairs.
Is he allowed to wipe it down before he kisses it? Probably not.
No, that violates
the spirit of the contest.
It would be EB, because he's the fan. He's the one who put himself out there.
Okay.
You want me to put my bare cheek? You've always wanted to be near my bare cheek.
Hey, I'm bringing in stool softener, bean burritos.
Chili.
It's fantastic.
Actually, right. You know what? I do think
probiotics.
You think they're going to get to 30?
I'll go 31-23, Commanders.
All right, again, we want to hear your predictions. 800-636-1067. I'm not sure we're going to get to 30. I just don't know how much longer this can continue, this explosion. I do think Myles Garrett will be a disruptor. But, if we lose, this is going to be humiliating. It's going to be a brutal week. And then if we lose this, then we're just guaranteed to lose by 100 to the Ravens.
Yeah, especially if, like, Jerome Ford shoves it on them on the ground. Yeah.
But I'm going to take my guys, actually in a little bit of a squeaker, 27-24.
Wow. You guys have Cleveland scoring in the mid-20s?
I think this is a borderline devastating loss if you lose to the Browns.
Oh, I agree.
It might even be actually devastating if you lose to the Browns. You're stubbing your toe when you have nothing but momentum.
Why talk about the negative possibilities when you can embrace the euphoria of four in a row?
Oh, I love euphoria. And I don't mean the HBO series with Sidney Sweeney. I like the Commanders. I think Drab gets spared kissing the toilet, but it's going to be close. 28-19 Commanders on a heater.
Oh, that's a good, that's a convincing win. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's convincing.
You got them all scoring a lot of points. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I think they'll win 23-20.
23-20. All right, Ben, behind the glass. Again, want to hear from you, listeners
out
there.
You know what happens when the four of us all take one team.
I know. Get you a little nervous.
800-636-1067. Well, Drabby, he'll zig because, you know, he's way behind.
Right.
Thought it was zagging.
Whatever. I can never keep track.
Browns, 18. Commanders, 13.
Damn.
So we only scored 13 points.
13 points?
Just like a total dud offensively.
Well, you scored, what, 20 against the Bucks, and they gave up 100 points last night.
Okay, but got a good defense. Our kicker, did he miss a bunch?
First game jitters. All right, yeah.
Jaden Daniels' debut
nothing counts
on the
before
road.
The last two games.
He's so poised, then he had first game jitters.
I mean, I'm going to give him a little bit of wiggle room for making his first start on the road against what appears to be a playoff team.
All right. It wasn't bad in that game. I think Kingsbury babied him a little bit.
Oh, totally.
Which totally. I don't have a problem with.
I saw no red flags. I know some people were freaking out. I was like, no, he's fine. But they just didn't ask him to do that much. All right, Valdez, what do you say? And be ready there, Mar.
I'm very afraid of the spot. Yeah, I mean, you have the Ravens looming.
Yep.
You have, you know, everyone's riding high. The line has dropped from 3.5 down to 3 with all of the highest percentage.
Going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, going in the wrong direction means
that's just markets, Valdez.
I know. That means sharp money's coming in on the Browns.
It's a half point.
So, I mean, it's just, it's kind of ripe for the picking to kind of have that upset, but you can't. You can't get off the blackjack table when there's a heater.
That's right.
You can't stop riding. You can't stop riding the wave. Right now.
That a boy.
Plus, I need Drab to start smooching porcelain.
Certainly.
I'm gonna say, Commanders, 33.
Ooh.
Browns, 12.
Now the Browns did allow 33 to the Cowboys in Week 1, so they do have that in them to give up over 30.
33-12. Commanders victorious.
Oh, that's a
city's on fire. Mm. Everyone's talking about the Ravens game. I mean, Eric's talking about the Ravens game already.
Yeah. And Drab's putting on lip gloss to kiss the toilet. Yeah.
Cakes. What's the minimum amount of points you think Washington will score that you feel confident them scoring? And don't say 3.
Minimum? No, 3. Come on.
What's the minimum
Jaden
amount?
Daniels at the helm? The minimum they score this weekend, 20.
I agree with that.
20 points.
Okay.
That's their low water mark.
I'm trying to goad you into that $10.
All you're trying to do is
that
try
too low
goad
for you?
Into
you
a
wanted
bet.
To,
yeah,
because
I think they'll probably get to 20 easy.
Yeah.
If you want your negative.
If he said 26, 27,
I would bet it. I mean, I'm not a crazy person.
All right. I've got them winning 31-23. But if you want your negative scenarios, how would they lose? Myles Garrett is impactful. Maybe he has a strip sack. Austin Seibert comes back to earth, misses a couple of field goals.
He's the most consistent kicker I've ever seen in my life. All he does is let me just qualify that. He's the most consistent Commanders kicker I've seen in my life. He just goes out and stripes them. Stripe, stripe, stripe. As long as they're from 45 and in. He just makes everything.
Maybe he's going to have a resurgence in his career, but there was a reason he was getting cut left and right.
Okay, it's fine. You know what? He found his niche, JP. Found it.
All right, let's play on a couple of these calls.
Or he's been in a good groove now, and he's due to be Austin Seibert.
You know what I did forget?
No, he didn't.
Dustin Hopkins' revenge game.
Mm. Oh,
forgot
that's right.
that sidebar.
Game winner, possibly.
You never know.
That would stink.
That would stink.
What do you got, Mar?
So for the first time in a while, we'll finally have a true home game. Crowd's going to show out.
Yeah.
And Austin Ekeler will be back. He's going to have a big role. The Browns are a trash-ass team, and we're nice. Give me the Commanders, 33-16.
Ooh, that's a
we're gonna be in here Monday.
Ball.
Yeah, we're going to be in here Monday having a great time. And unfortunately for Drab, you know, he'll be in the bathroom kissing the toilet.
Nice. All right, good job there, Mar. Let's go to Bill in Arlington. Hey, Bill, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I think one of the things we've all hated over the last 25, 30 years is their ability to play down to a bad team. So I think this is an important message-sending game that's truly, we actually think it's a new era. You got to send a message. So I look for the Skins to win, but I think it's a trap game.
So give us a score.
Actually, I like 33-16 that he just said. That sounds pretty good.
So he thinks the Browns.
I thought you were insinuating it was going to be a lot closer.
Yeah, you said
I think the Skins will win, but I think this is you got to send a message because we've been terrible about playing down to bad teams for the last 30 years.
I don't
years.
Even know who's picking.
He's picking
the Commanders. Okay. He's just giving you a little historical background.
Okay, got it.
That they've had many letdowns
How
over the years.
How happy is Mr. Bickle going to be if they're 4-1?
It won't be overwhelming because I expect them to win. So it'll be like,
yeah, but you'll
it'll be great
happy.
That we're 4-1.
You'll just walk in with a quiet confidence.
I'm a little bit taking it for granted.
Yeah, right. Quiet confidence from Eric?
No, I
expect bravado on Monday.
No, but haven't I been like, I think we're good, but I'm not getting carried away yet. Our defense
hasn't been
doo-doo.
Too crazy.
Our defense is doo-doo. But I do have faith in the offense so
it
far.
Could get better.
You know who else is doo-doo?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, like JP I feel like
said
he's going to go
last time
off.
He played against
I
us.
I feel like it's going to go off. Cakes has just been pounding him
he had three touchdowns
all
against
week.
Us.
He stinks.
Yeah.
Okay?
I hope so.
And the line is going to pressure him because he's got a makeshift offensive line in front of him. He stinks.
All right, let's go to
Can't
Chris.
Can't lose to Deshaun Watson on your home turf.
Edgewater.
That would be embarrassing.
Chris, what do you think?
Oh, man, we roll 40-15.
Oh, he's
rolling. Just, so we score 40 again.
You, the only thing that scares me about this game as a track game is the fact that Cakes is calling us so,
right.
so strong and talking down, just like you did the Giants.
I'm not the one saying they're going to score 40. That's you. I said they're going to score 28.
No, man. The offense is going to roll. The defense is going to be a good test for them, but they're going to roll. I've rewatched all the games so far this year, at least twice for after the original time. And I'm telling you, these guys are getting coached up. Yeah, Jaden is playing great, but they're getting coached up to the max. It's awesome.
Oh, the
I'll give you 4-1 odds they don't score 40. You want to put something up?
No, I'm broke. I don't have any money.
Thank you, Chris.
At least he's honest.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, he's felted.
800-636.
I mean, come on.
1067 is the number. Do we still have a pair of Metallica tickets to give away?
Yes, we do.
Oh, that's right.
All right, we'll do that coming up next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 1067 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Well, you were trying to give away two pair of tickets to Metallica earlier in the show with play that Metallica tune.
Yeah.
Name that Metallica tune.
Correct.
We play, you name. But people couldn't name the tune fast enough. So right now, very democratic way. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to the Metallica M72 tour with special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That is Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now, 10 a.m. That started Friday, September 27th. So that means they're still on sale now.
They are.
Courtesy of Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes is wearing the Echo Stage sweatshirt.
What's
the last concert you went to see there?
I brought my son to see a rapper who I can't remember his name.
Oh, you dropped off your kid.
No. I was there the whole time. I drove him and his buddies there. And they were down on the floor while my man Pete took care of me. I was in a VIP spot up above all the madness and hung out there. It was a great time.
No recollection of the rapper.
Can't remember his name.
Where is Echo Stage?
It's in downtown D.C. It's right off of where New York Avenue hits. Is it called Bladensburg Avenue? It's Route 1, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So it's right off there. It's a stone's throw from there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's do a little Junkies
Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
Don't forget, if you're getting your fantasy lineups in, there is an early game on Sunday.
That's right.
That's what I was going to lead off with.
9:30 a.m.
Sorry. All right.
That is one of your top matchups of the weekend. The Vikings, who are undefeated, take on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, who only put up 9 points in their last game.
That was just an embarrassing loss.
Sam Darnold revenge game incoming. Though the Jets secondary is tough. It's nasty. It's hard to throw on them. But Sam Darnold, pretty sure he's the only quarterback in the league who has multiple touchdown passes in every single game so far this season. See if he continues that streak across the pond.
Breece Hall has 3 combined touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, not 3 in 4 weeks or 4 games. Sorry, basically 1 a game. I just expected some more yardage.
Well, here's what you didn't expect. You didn't expect Braylon Allen to be as good as he is as a rookie.
He's averaging almost 5 yards a carry.
He's eating into his workload.
He is.
Justin Jefferson off to a nice start once again this year. 20 catches, 358 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Probably a candidate for offensive player of the year because they never give that to the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks are in the MVP race.
Right.
And then receivers and running backs, they get the OPOY award.
Nico Collins is having a bomb year.
He's having a ridiculous campaign so far.
Yeah.
The Bengals, sticking with 1 o'clock games, they will host the Baltimore Ravens. Mm. Bengals, of course, got their first win at 1-3. Ravens have been looking really good in their last couple of games, but they're just 2-2, so this is a huge game in the division.
If you want to bet on this one, you lay 2.5 with Baltimore on the road. 49.5 is your total.
The Bengals don't defend the run very well.
They do not.
So you would think that Derrick Henry has a huge game. The Ravens do defend the run very well. I think they're number one in the league, Valdez, against the run. Not good against the pass, but really good against the run.
It looks like the pass defense was getting better
Orr. Last week.
It looks like they had a little confused under Orr to start the season. Now they kind of know their responsibilities and the scheme a little better. So
I still think Chase scores.
I think the deep Ravens defense trending up.
I don't think who do you think wins the game?
Ravens.
Okay.
I don't think it matters, but we need the Ravens to win. We can't have the Ravens lose and be even extra pissed off.
You're an angry Ravens team.
Ultimately, I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters.
I see what you're saying.
But if I had to choose, I'd rather them win.
Right.
Yeah.
We do have our touchdown parlay up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
Is this the highest total on the board this week?
I think it is. It's
Cardinals Niners are also pretty high. I think it's the highest. Almost 50.
I'm curious to see because McDonald really had Burrow and the Cincinnati offense's number, and I'm eager to see what Orr is going to do, if he's going to kind of have the same script that McDonald usually had.
One would think. Also, big game, AFC, 1 o'clock. Bills, who of course are 3-1 coming off that loss against the Ravens, take on a Texans team that you mentioned. Nico Collins has 489 yards receiving so far this season. Buffalo laying 1 in this game on the road.
They're going to be pissed off after getting embarrassed by Derrick Henry, but Texans at home are very difficult. This will be tough. Buffalo just laying the 1, like you said. 47.5 is your total.
I feel like the Texans aren't firing on all cylinders.
Well,
so
part of it is Joe Mixon's been banged up.
Yeah.
Tending to an ankle injury. I mean, Tank Dell has also been out. I think he missed at least one game, and he's been dealing with injuries, too.
Is he going to play this week?
I think he's back.
But if you look at the schedule, they beat the Colts by 2.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Bears, 1-score game,
mm-hmm.
and then
beat the Jags.
Fortunate against the Jaguars.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bills might be the play here.
8:20 Sunday Night Football, Cowboys and Steelers. Kind of a must win, I think, for the Cowboys there, though it's on the road against Pittsburgh.
Well, it's going to be hard too because they're down 2 of their top defensive players, Micah Parsons and Lawrence.
Yep,
I mean Lawrence
both going to be out.
Lawrence is definitely missing. I haven't seen the status of Parsons.
I don't think Parsons is going to play.
Parsons had a high ankle sprain, right? Like,
correct.
You don't come back from that.
I mean, he was gipping off the field. I don't think he's coming back.
I would think the Steelers might have their way with that defense this weekend.
Steelers are laying 2.5. They're the fave.
Yep.
Do you think Russell Wilson gets on the field this year?
Not if Justin Fields keeps doing what he's doing.
Maybe it's not like he's lighting it up.
No,
it's been pretty good.
Just not turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing what they're asking him to do.
As long as they're winning, why would they make a change?
He's last week.
He's rushing the ball pretty well. I mean, I don't see, unless he has 2 or 3 bad games in a row, I don't see him losing his gig.
I don't either.
What if he plays okay, they lose this game, now you're 3-2, having lost 2 in a row? Like, I just don't know if he's doing enough.
I mean, he's completing 70% of his passes, and he's rushed for 145 yards through 4 games.
I mean, he threw for 312 last week.
Like, I think he's done enough where you don't even have to bring up Russell Wilson.
So he combined for 367 yards and 3 touchdowns last week.
Right. I mean, I don't even know why Russell Wilson's being discussed.
So he would have to have 3 or 4 duds for him to lose.
Right. I think he pretty much has a stranglehold on the gig right now.
Right now, yeah.
Just three touchdown passes in four games.
Anything's possible.
All right, it's a massive one, though. Sure, I'll be back in time to watch it. Flying out to Boston after the show.
Good thing you'll be back.
But safe travels.
Let's go, Commanders.
Let's get to 4-1.
Cannot come in here on a loser.
Town will be on fire.
Don't want a misery Monday. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Boo.